This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 289 for Thursday, February 29th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Thursday morning, with the bias turning higher as values continued to consolidate above contract lows. Canola down $4 to up $3. Most active months all higher, May up to $70 at $593.70 per ton. That's right around the 20-day moving average for the contract, which has provided stiff resistance on any previous attempts at a corrective bounce over the past few months. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both weaker, and that did account for some spillover selling pressure, with farmers selling above the market and a lack of significant end-user buying interest also weighing on prices. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil was stronger overnight, hitting its highest levels of the past month, and that was supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans pressured by poor export sales, with the May contract down 4 cents at $11.41 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 160,000 tons were well below average trade estimates, with large cancellations of previously announced business included in the numbers. Speculative positioning ahead of the month end was behind some of the activity. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil continue to move forward with their soybean harvest, although production estimates have been highly varied. Corn, it is lower, down only half a cent in the May contract, though, at $4.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.25 million tons of old and new crop business combined were at the higher end of trade guesses, providing some support. Meanwhile, conditions do look reasonably favorable for Brazil's second corn crop, currently being seeded. Wheat futures narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the May contract at $6.57 per bushel, while Kansas City hard red winter wheat down a cent in May at $5.80 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, it's down 2.5 cents in the May contract at $5.72 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 322,000 tons, which was at the lower end of trade expectations. Meanwhile, Russia exported an estimated 3.8 million tons of wheat in February, according to reports out of the country. That would be a new record for the month. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 29th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.